what she meant is, if you stand up, you know, with painful legs or sleeping legs, it will be dangerous. That is why she said so. So, I think that is very important. You know. And even though you feel your legs okay, but it is better to make them sure, loving your knee.
I thought what she was saying was that once we stood up, we were supposed to stand there without, before we started walking.
Excuse me, I don't know what she said, you know, so it's a bit difficult. When you make kinshin, you know, work, you know, so that you give them. Now, if you work too slowly, or if you have too much, you know, distance between you and someone ahead of you, that will make other person difficult to work. So you should be careful about the distance between you and a person ahead of you. So keep certain, you know, distance. And if, you know, someone like me, you know, work naturally, I work slowly, you know, that will give others some difficulties. And as I work very slowly, I will have big distance from a person who is working ahead of me. So if you have too much distance, catch up to that person. That is, you know, very small things, but that kind of small things is pretty important to to have good feeling in our practice. Maybe do you have something more to say? I'm so much encouraged to see so many students, old and new. I hope we can sit together with good feeling. The purpose of Sesshin is to have more stable practice for us. Especially those who are involved in busy everyday life. It is good occasion to resume our true nature and to open our mind for various circumstances you may have in your everyday life. And it may be incredibly important to practice with the students who you whom you acquainted with. Even though you do not communicate by words, you know, just to be with them, you know, will be a big encouragement. A verbal, you know, communication tend to be very superficial. But when you don't speak, your communication between you will be very much encouraged. And your mind will become very subtle. And your intuition will be open by staying silent. This is very, just to stay without saying, stay here without saying anything for 5 days with you is already very meaningful. That is why we do not talk. We, you know, when we are involved in some superficial, interesting matters, because of some special interest, your true feeling will be covered by the some special feeling. So to open your innate nature and to feel something from bottom of your heart, it is necessary to remain silent. And that kind of practice will through this kind of practice, you will have more, you know, intuitive understanding of teaching, and your intuition will be improved. Not to talk does not mean to keep you in deaf and dumb. Just to improve your intuition, we practice silence and during session time. And the same thing is true with your reading. If you read something interesting, because of something you become interested in, your intuition will be, it will be the disturbance of your, to open your intuition. That is why we don't read. So, it doesn't mean to confine yourself in dark, you know, room. It means that you to encourage your intuition, or to encourage your to open your true mind is why we do not read. in Zazen, we do not think even. Some of you may be interested through its practicing, koan practice. If so, he can, you know, practice, koan practice too. But in koan practice, it is not necessary to speak or to read. Of course, especially for beginners, it may be difficult to stay silent or not to read even useful. You may be very much bored. In that case, you should ask yourself. And that kind of thing should be taken care of mostly by old students. Nisashin, usually, everything will be taken care of by old students. And old students help, you know. You must help new students to practice more. And so old students take care many things, serving meals for you and giving some instructions and carrying sticks. Those things should be well taken care by old students. Try anyway, sit and see what will happen to you. And try to keep right posture according to the instruction. Important things is to follow the rules. This is very important. To follow rules means to find, to let you find yourself. If there's no rules, it is difficult for you to find yourself because you don't know where you are. If there's rules, you will know what time is it, and when we should eat, and which way we should walk. If there's no rules, you know, and no one taking care of you, it is rather difficult to practice. And it will be a great help. It is much better than to have no rules and sit in one corner of the room 5 days, you know, without doing anything. So rules is something you should understand. Rules is something which help you. That is rules. instead of, you know, restricting you by some thought. If you have some question, I think I can answer.
During the
session,
should we still go on calming our breath, or would you recommend some other forms of
calming? There are various kinds of practice. Following breathing, or counting breathing, or calm practice. But I recommend you to maybe this time. Following breathing practice. If you know, when you find it difficult to count, you know, to follow your breathing, counting breathing will may help you. Because if you count your breathing, you know exactly what you are doing. Now, when your practice gets lost, immediately you will know it. So that will be, that will help you. So, but following breathing is good.
That's how we can, but then we can't
go too much. And at that time, don't make too much effort in making your breathing slow down or make it faster or anything like that. Just if you just follow your breathing, then naturally your breathing will be good. Appropriate for your practice. Without, even though you don't try to make it slower, if your breathing is fast, too fast, the breathing will be slowed down.
Do you sign up every day for that day, or do you just sign up Sunday for the whole week?
Maybe better to sign up.
Every day?
Not every day. What about?
Just give you a list and just sign up once, whenever. I recommend that you sign up early as soon as possible. If there's nobody on the list, there would be Dokusan. So.
Well, Suzuki
should be giving a few.
Maybe a sign of issue.
Yeah.
So, thank you very
much. If you send me some patient, by ambulance. I will see the test. Do you have some question?
In your last lecture, you said that another Roshi had said you can put your mind in the palm of your hand. And I didn't really understand, but I tried. It's very calm. It's very calm. I'm wondering if that's the right to do.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, then I created one more problem. I said, you know, so that you you may not be, you may not be caught by some particular practice. Do you understand? And, you know, we have various, you will receive various instructions. But what I'm saying is, instruction will be given to you so that to help your practice. That is why we give you instruction. Now, we do not give instruction so that I can force some practice, special practice, to you. It doesn't mean you should do this, you shouldn't this. You may have various instructions, but if you think that will help, then you can do. So that is up to you.
When did the service take
place? In the Zendo Hospital? Yes. Zendo. In session time, we do everything in Zendo. Some more questions?
Before you go, for those of you who have never had Doksan before, the Jisha, the person, the attendant for the Roshi during session, she's Lori Palmer will do it this time. He will instruct you before it's your turn to go.
Some more questions?
Okay, hope you all know where your seats are. Located in the Zendo, we'd like to go down and sit last 20 minutes before.